From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. President Vladimir Putin has canceled a planned visit to Paris October 19th, according to the Kremlin Tuesday. It comes after French President François Hollande accused Syrian troops of committing a war crime in Aleppo with Russia support. Meanwhile, French President François Hollande said he's ready at any time to meet with Mr. Putin. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Hollande on Tuesday emphasized why Syria needed to be the focus on any talks with Russia.
Le dialogue est nécessaire avec la Turquie.
He said he believes dialogue with Russia must be firm and open. He said he is ready to meet with Putin at any time if it would further peace in Syria and make the bombings there stop. On Monday, the French foreign minister said Russia could face war crimes over its bombing campaign in Syria's northern city of Aleppo. Russia has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, saying it targets terrorist groups in support of President Bashar al-Assad's government. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Amnesty International Tuesday welcomed Jordan's move to allow aid deliveries to thousands of Syrians who are trapped on its desert border, but called for a long-term solution to the crisis. The group says more than 70,000 Syrians are trapped in hellish conditions on an arid strip of no man's land. Samsung Tuesday announced a total halt to its production of its troubled Galaxy Note 7 smartphone. It cited safety concerns over the device exploding. U.S. President Barack Obama said Tuesday the U.S. is to partner with private industry to send people to Mars by the 2030s, adding commercial interest to Washington's previously announced plans. This is VOA News. Jailed Chinese scholar Ilham Todi won the Martin Ennals Award for his outspoken criticism of Beijing's policies toward Uyghurs. He was awarded the leading honor for human rights Tuesday, and it was swiftly condemned by Beijing. Ilham Todi was handed a life sentence in 2014. Afghanistan has deployed hundreds of commandos backed by NATO airstrikes in Lashkar-Gah to drive Taliban insurgents from the city after the militants killed 14 people in a coordinated attack, according to officials Tuesday. The more than 300 commandos have been deployed to the city to prevent Taliban advancement. That comes, according to the government's special envoy for security in Helmand. The World Health Organization said Tuesday it would send 1 million cholera vaccines doses to Haiti. The country has seen the cases of the disease surge since it was ravaged by Hurricane Matthew last week. And the WHO cholera expert Dominique Legros told reporters in Geneva that in the south of the country, 148 cases were detected in Grand Anse Department, as well as 53 in the South Department. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization said Tuesday that it had a confirmed 11 cases of cholera in Yemen's capital of Sana'a. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization reports psychological first aid can provide a mental health lifeline to people affected by crises, including war, natural disasters, and individual trauma like a car crash. Lisa Schlein reports.
Applying medical first aid in case of emergency can mean the difference between life and death. Less recognized is the important role psychological first aid plays in helping people cope with the trauma of sudden tragedies and in preventing them from turning into long-term mental disorders. World Health Organization Public Mental Health Advisor Mark van Ommeren says listening to people in crisis is key in any psychological first aid intervention.
Listening without pressuring people to talk about what happened. If people want to talk about what they went through, that is very fine. One listens. But if one person doesn't want to talk, one just listens to whatever the person wants to discuss.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Driverless vehicles carrying passengers took to the Britain streets for the first time Tuesday. The compact two-seater cars were trundled on pedestrianized streets at speeds of around 5 miles an hour. It happened in an area north of London in a trial by transport systems Catapult. The company plans to roll out 40 vehicles in the city. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.